This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report and the Bet AM 1520, blanketing 17 states and much of Canada. We have a premier gentleman on the program who is involved as a lobbyist and a public affairs specialist throughout the country. Let me tell you a little bit more about Jack O'Donnell. He offers clients a unique understanding of the intersection of politics and policy. That knowledge, together with years of experience from the basis of intelligent strategic plans and their dynamic execution, delivering results for New York's most successful leaders, entrepreneurs, advocates, and activists. Jack O'Donnell is focused on problem solving. He founded O'Donnell and Associates to offer clients a solution-based approach to government relations and public affairs. Let's first talk a little bit more about this basis of intelligent strategic plans and their dynamic execution. How do you do that, Jack O'Donnell?
Well, thank you, Brian, for that great introduction. I come to this from a lifetime working in politics and government. And as we both know, that's a real honor and a privilege to be able to be involved in your community that way. And so what we do now is, as you mentioned, we try to solve problems for people. Government can be very hard to manage or to understand, or sometimes to just get the levers to actually move in the right direction. And so the first thing we always do is sit down with people or clients or potential clients or projects, and we do a really deep dive about how did they get here, who are the different influencers, decision makers that have some say over what they're doing or where they're trying to be. And then we put together a really detailed plan that has 3 months, 6 months, 12-month deliverables about how we're going to get from, the spot where we start to success.
Let's switch to New York State politics. I think you're in the Big Apple right now as we're taping this program, and Governor Hochul has proposed giving a rebate or $300, $500 checks back to lower-income people in New York State. Wouldn't it make more sense for a long-term approach to cut the state income tax, if you could, from 9% to 8%, so there's a lasting effect, and instead of a showy display of checks going in the mail, which also costs a lot of money, wouldn't that make more sense, a long-term tax reduction?
I think absolutely, and certainly from economic policy side, it would make a lot more sense to make those cuts. But I think, number one, that's less fun for elected officials who get to announce the checks and send them out. I mean, that's a classic classic political maneuver. but I also think, part of the governor's argument here is that this increase or this surplus may well be temporary. And so I think part of her rationale is that it may not be sustainable, and so cutting rates and then trying to bring them back would be hard to do. But I'll also mention, we've heard plenty of pushback from folks in the legislature already about this. This is a proposal from the governor. It's going to have to go through the budget process. It's going to cost billions of dollars, and there are a lot of other places that state legislators like to spend, too. So I think there's a lot more to come on that.
Let's talk about the future of Kathy Hochul. Her numbers are pretty bad, about a 44% approval rating. A lot of dissatisfaction with 200,000 illegals in New York City, costing $2.5 billion a year. And that's in addition to the $2.5 billion last year. Is Kathy Hochul done? She's got a primary talk with Congressman Tories. How does she get over these terrible numbers?
What a good question. I mean, we saw some polling this week, the latest Siena polls, where her approval ratings might have ticked up just a little. But she remains firmly underwater, both in terms of her approval rating and her reelect number, right? I think something like 33% of folks in that poll said they would like to vote to reelect her, which left 57% of people saying they'd like someone else. The question at the end of the day comes down to who else. And I do think that a lot of folks, whether that's Congressman Richie Torres, whether that's Congressman Mike Lawler, see blood in the water and are looking to either primary her or run against her in a general election. And I think it has to play out. You know, she's got 2 years here before, you know, before election or re-election. And at the end of the day, the governor of New York has a lot of power. And we see that, number one, in her fundraising numbers. Her fundraising numbers are incredibly strong. She, from January to June of this year, raised over $6 million, which is a record, you know, more than even Andrew Cuomo raised in a similar time period with higher donations were allowable under Cuomo. So, you know, she's raising that money, and she can use the power of the office to make some friends. I think we might have seen some of that with her statement last week that her administration is less focused on ending what's called hold harmless around school districts, which is something that's very important to the State Teachers Union, which is an important political constituency. So definitely she's taken a couple punches, but I think she's still in a position to fight back.
I want to ask you if this is a type of hypocrisy. When Governor Hochul was deputy county clerk and county clerk, she had monthly press conferences calling for the removal of tolls, and did this when Governor Pataki was in office. Then Hochul becomes lieutenant governor and governor, and now she's pushing for a big toll of $9 in New York City with this congestion pricing. Isn't she talking out of both sides of her mouth for years and years to do away with tolls? Now she's adding tolls when she never did anything to do away with tolls. Jack O'Donnell.
I think she's certainly open to questions about hypocrisy. I think a lot of elected officials are. I think she maybe we'll talk about this, but she also had some very different positions about immigrants and illegal immigrants in some of those positions. She had different positions around guns and some of those. I think her argument, again, is that she's now the governor of the state as a different constituency, and that congestion tolling, which was not a policy that she started, that was started by Cuomo and the legislature, and that she should be thanked because she took it from $15 down to $9. So I think there's a lot that goes into it, but I do think I think claims or questions about the hypocrisy there is certainly fair.
We're learning a great deal from one of the top people involved with clients he has with a solution-based approach to government relations and public affairs. Jack O'Donnell, our guest on the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. I'd like to praise those who called us recently and thank them. Mike Samasi and Mira Schrammel with the Polish Saturday School. Mike Sheehan and Steve Cotton with the Challenger Learning Center. So it's all on the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. If you're listening in Cheektowaga, Toronto, Manhattan, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 1-4-226. The station has received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand. Little plug here. Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the Ampol Legal newspaper has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the Ampol Legal. The Ampol Legal is available in many Tops and Wegman stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. A little bit more information about Jack O'Donnell with O'Donnell and Associates. He helps clients pass and stop legislation, solve complex regulatory matters, craft multi-million dollar economic development packages, and win state awards and grants, including multi-billion dollar procurements. Our guest, Jack O'Donnell, one of the top lobbyists and public affairs specialists in the state of New York. Let's talk about problem solving. If I have a General Motors plant in Buffalo, or a Carrier plant in Syracuse, or a corporate headquarters in New York, what type of problem solving can you do to help me with my business, to open doors and to get more business?
Well, what a good question. I think, again, the first part is understanding your business. Here's a really good example. We work with a company called Alstom. Alstom is one of the largest train manufacturers in the world. They make trains primarily in Hornell, New York. And they were, a couple of years ago, going after a procurement with Amtrak to build the new high-speed rail trains along the Northeast corridor between Boston and Washington, D.C. And so we worked with Alstom to both work with the state government at the time, Andrew Cuomo and Empire State Development, to get an investment in Hornell from the state government that allowed for the building of basically a testing center for these trains. It's a testing center that's not owned by Alstom and that is also available to some other manufacturers that are in that area. So we helped create this rail manufacturing center of excellence. Which allowed them, because that was available to them in New York, allowed them to lower the price of what they were bidding on these cars as they were competing against out-of-state competition, and it allowed them to offer a better price. At the same time, we helped them engage Chuck Schumer, who's the United States Senator from New York, and got him to start working on Amtrak. And combined with those two things, both the senator's advocacy, but also the investment from New York State, which allowed Alstom to improve their bid, helped them win. And so they won about a $2 billion contract to build these trains. The Alstom factory now has about 1,400 people who are working there, in addition to something like 200 other suppliers that manufacture for them across the state of New York. And they are building these trains. They are just in testing right now, and pretty soon will be rolled out on that Northeast corridor. So the one corridor where Amtrak makes money, and they're going to make more because they have faster trains. The trains are better for the environment, and they're lighter, and it will be a lot faster.
Well, it's great you're advocating for greater economic development and jobs in New York State. Let's get back to this Hochul potential race. Zeldin lost by about 6 points. A lot of people blame him for his far right stance on abortion, pro-life. If he would modify his stance on abortion, couldn't he beat Kathy Hochul and leave Washington?
I think he was very competitive. He ran a strong race, as you mentioned, that ended up being about 6 points. But at one point, I think it was even closer than that. And I think that sort of energized some Democrats to come out and help pad Hochul's margin. I do think that an important issue across the state was his very strong pro-life stance. And I think you can also, under that, include, you know, some of his position on guns and gun safety and some of those things. And I do think that whether it's he comes across or runs as a bit more moderate, or some other Republican runs a bit more moderate campaign, that they would be in a position to win in New York. We saw incoming president and former president Donald Trump made very large inroads with his vote across the state, including in New York City. And so I do expect that we're in for a very competitive gubernatorial race in 2 years.
Jack O'Donnell, you're a premier lobbyist with O'Donnell and Associates. Let's talk a little bit about how you can help a client pass and stop legislation. How do you do that?
Well, we do that by, again, building coalitions in and around the legislature, understanding how decisions are made. I mean, in Albany, you know, last year, something like 1,200 pieces of legislation went through both houses of the legislature, and more went through one house. And so what we do is make sure that we understand what the possible repercussions are or advantages are to regions or businesses or industries. And then we share that information broadly in the legislature. And it's also understanding how decisions are made in the legislature. To some extent, that is with the individual legislators. Sometimes that's with committee chairs. Sometimes that's, or often in New York, that also includes what's called programming council staff in both houses of the legislature who have a lot of sway. And knowing kind of how those things work and how people make decisions, we put a plan together and a presentation together. And we've got long-term relationships with those decision makers. So if we bring in a company and say this is going to mean layoffs, it's going to mean closings, it's going to mean these unintended consequences, often people will listen.
Our guest today is Jack O'Donnell, and he founded O'Donnell and Associates. He's a top lobbyist, public affairs specialist in the state, regarded highly nationally. Jack O'Donnell with O'Donnell and Associates. Do you want to give a phone number, email address, or website so people can stay in touch with you if they have such needs, Jack O'Donnell?
Sure, that'd be great. Our website is odonnellsolutions.com. That's O-D-O-N-N-E-L-L solutions.com. And on there, you can send us email. You can also sign up for our highly regarded Monday morning memo, where we try to give people some insight into what's happening in Washington, Albany, in New York City. All of that is free. Our whole differentiator between other folks in this world is that we have more information. We're smarter, more strategic. And so we want you to see that first. So I hope people go to the website and sign up for the Monday morning memo.
Very good. If you're listening in West Seneca, New York, Montreal, or Northern Florida, to our 50,000 watts of clear channel power on the Bet AM 1520, drop us a note to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. A little bit more information about Jack O'Donnell. Over a decade as a partner in one of New York's largest public affairs firms, helped Jack O'Donnell learn the ropes of lobbying and government affairs. He represents a diverse clientele, including Fortune 200 companies, nonprofits, biotech startups, and labor unions. Let's get back to local politics. Mark Poloncarz, he said he's not going to run again. Do you think he's going to seek a judgeship or a position in the Hochul administration at some point? He undoubtedly has shelf life. What do you think, Jack O'Donnell?
I do think, I'll take the county executive at his word that he plans to not run again. I do think there are plenty of rumors out there of him having sought jobs, whether that's in the Biden administration or a potential Harris administration, Hochul administration. I also think he has some options in the private sector as someone who was a lawyer at a law firm for a while. But I think you can see that, like you said, there's a shelf life, and I think people are looking for some change.
Now, you solve complex regulatory matters, crafting multi-million-dollar economic development packages. You want to give some examples or what you could do for a Buffalo or Niagara County or New York City company?
Sure. I mean, I think we talked a little about some procurement and some big wins there. I mean, we have other folks that we have worked with either to get exceptions or understandings. I'll mention, at one point we had a client who was a big construction company, and they were accused by the state DEC of having, put a bunch of dirt or too much dirt in a trout stream. And the DEC was coming down on them really hard and was proposing a couple million dollars in fines. The reality is that the period they were talking about coincided with a major storm. And so the idea that they were blaming the construction company was really unfair. The fines from the DEC also would have made them ineligible to bid on federal work and would have had a huge impact on their workforce. This is a company in the Hudson Valley in a community that they were a major employer in. We were able to work with the DEC, with the state of New York, and get those fines changed, get an understanding of what had happened or what could have happened, to some decision makers in that agency. And there was a compromise where the company voluntarily did a environmental impact project where they created a handicapped accessible way to the stream for folks with wheelchairs and other abilities. And so instead of being fined, instead of being put out of work, they were able to work cooperatively in a way that not only kept their business open, but added a benefit to that community. So that's a good example of the kind of things we like to solve.
We're talking with Jack O'Donnell, who founded O'Donnell & Associates, offering clients a solution-focused approach to government relations and public affairs. Let's talk about how Donald Trump, he was looked upon politically dead 4 years ago. Now he not only wins, brings in the House and the Senate. Has he changed American politics forever?
I think he has almost again changed politics forever. He, in his first campaign, I think the elites and a lot of party insiders in both parties, thought he was a joke or that he was not for real. And so he by communicating directly to voters, by being authentic. I think he has absolutely changed politics for good, forever.
Let's talk a little bit about Tish James. She seems to be the only one left who's still pursuing going after Trump. Almost all the court cases have been withdrawn. Don't you think this is going to reverse on her, this nonstop attack on the president-elect?
Well, her case is also the only one that had already gone to trial. So I think she has a conviction, and it makes it a little different than some of these other cases. You know, how the judge decides to deal with that and how her office decides to deal with that, I think, you know, there are really serious questions about division of power and whether that's something that gets paused till the end of his term or dropped, I think remains to be seen.
Very good. Let's. We have about a minute left. A little bit about your partnership with one of New York's largest public affairs firm. How did it help you?
You know, it was good experience learning this side of things on the lobbying government affairs side. I came to this from working in government and in politics, and it was a great experience. I learned a lot, but I also learned some things I didn't want to do. You know, firms get too big, and number one, the focus gets to be on your billables and not your deliverables. There get to be a number of conflicts as well, the bigger you get, and I didn't really like either of those.
All right, I'm sorry, we have to come to a close. We've learned a great deal from one of the top lobbyists and public affairs specialists in New York State, Jack O'Donnell with O'Donnell and Associates. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, our director of production, for the past 2 decades. Thank you for enlightening us, Jack O'Donnell. Happy holidays.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.